Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The sages came from the highest planets down to the lower region through the water of the Ganges, and therefore the hair on their heads was wet. They touched the lotus feet of the Lord, which are worshipped with various paraphernalia by the daughters of the Serpent King when they desire good husbands. Purport. The Ganges water flows directly from the lotus feet of Vishnu, and its course runs from the highest planet of the universe down to the lowest. The sages came down from Satyalok by taking advantage of the flowing water, a process of transportation made possible by the power of mystic yoga. If a river flows thousands and thousands of miles, a perfect yogi can at once transport himself from one place to another simply by dipping in its water. The Ganges is the only celestial river which flows throughout the universe, and great sages travel all over the universe via the sacred river. The statement that their hair was wet indicates that it was directly moistened by the water originating from the lotus feet of Vishnu, the Ganges. Whoever touches the water of the Ganges to his head surely touches the lotus feet of the Lord directly and can become free from all effects of sinful acts. If after taking a bath in the Ganges or being washed of all sins, a man guards himself against committing further sinful acts, then certainly he is delivered. But if he again takes up sinful activities, his bath in the Ganges is as good as that of the elephant, who nicely takes his bath in a river but later spoils the whole thing by covering himself with dust on the land. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Radhanath Swami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Okay, so So in the past couple of weeks and months, we have been discussing the conversations between Maitreya Muni and Vidura. And this chapter also continues the same here. Actually, Maitreya Muni starts answering some of the questions that Vidura has been asking. In fact, in this chapter from verses 3 to 9, Maitreya Muni is describing how the Bhagavatam was spoken by Lord Shankarshan and kind of is establishing the parampara of the Bhagavatam being spoken. The questions that Lord Shankarshan is answering to was put forth by the four Kumaras, the sages, the boy saints. And they were the same questions that Vidura is asking Maitreya Muni. So what actually it is teaching us is that over millenniums and over yugas, the questions of the human being remains the same. And what are some of the questions, you think? Perhaps some of you may have such questions.
What's the purpose of human life?
What's the purpose of human life? Sorry? Yes, why am I suffering in this material world?
And how to be happy?
How to be happy, yes.
Why is only happening to me?
Why it is happening to me? Why me? Yes. Yes, any other questions?
Is there any end to it?
Yes, Jagat Priya Mataji. Is there any end to it? Yes, Damodar Prabhu.
Who we are?
Who are we actually? So there are so many questions. These questions have not changed. You see, these questions are being asked by us conditioned souls again and again. And we are very fortunate that these great sages, great acharyas, and of course the Lord Himself, He is so compassionate that He is taking time to answer these questions time and time again. You know, Prabhupada talks about that if a child is making mistakes, the parent will never give up on the child. Am I right? We are always want to forgive. Another chance, another chance, another chance. And that is what the Lord and His pure devotees are doing here. So I know we are going to discuss verse 5 today, but just to touch on the verse 4, because I think it's very important to understand. So I will just read the translation and we will see what really was very impactful. The translation of verse 4 says, "At that time, Lord Shankarshan was meditating upon his Supreme Lord, whom the learned esteem as Lord Vasudev. But for the sake of the advancement of the great learned sages, he slightly opened his lotus-like eyes and began to speak." So this is showing us that the Lord is so compassionate that He comes out of His own personal meditation in order to reply to the questions put forth by the sages, so that He can help the sages to advance. Right? And exactly the same way the pure devotees of the Lord are behaving in that same manner. We have an example of Srila Prabhupada. And of course, so many more. But we have example of Srila Prabhupada. He left the, we would say, comforts, or perhaps just his place of meditation, his place of sadhana, the holy dham of Vrindavan. And he traveled all the way to the west. For what? For what? For us. For all of us. For each and every one of us. He took this great journey because He was so compassionate for all of us fallen souls. And He wanted us also to experience what He was experiencing. You know, many times, let's take an example of, you know, Prabhupada talks about this, and so we'll also, I'll follow the parampara. You know, all of us, we talk about the prasad. In ISKCON, prasad is very, very famous, right? Everybody talks about prasad. And then we also talk about rasgullas, right? No matter how much I speak about it, that it is fantastic, it is the most amazing rasgulla, unless you taste it, you will not relish it. And so Prabhupada was relishing this pure love for Krishna that he had. And he was so happy. And so he came here to answer these questions. Somebody asked, when will this end? When, how can I be happy? So Prabhupada has come to answer all these questions. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that, you know, if a Vaishnav can call himself a Vaishnav, only if he is exhibiting compassion towards living entities. Because those who think that devotion to God and kindness to the jivas are different or are separate activities, they actually have not understood devotional culture yet. Because it is so important to understand and know, Prabhupada talks about it, Krishna talks about it, all our acharyas talk about it, that a devotee who says he loves Krishna does not love Krishna unless he loves Krishna's devotees, unless he serves Krishna's devotees. And we can see that following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, even today hundreds and thousands of devotees are going out to give this same compassion and care to everybody by distributing these most holy books of Srila Prabhupada. They are the nectar, they are the amrit, you know, which will give us the answer to when is this going to end? What is the purpose of my life? How will I be happy? And this amrit that is in Prabhupada's books actually will give us all these answers and will give us this way of coming out of the cycle of birth and death and getting eternal happiness, eternal life and blissful knowledge of Krishna. Right? So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his journal Sajjan Toshini, he wrote, and I will repeat, exhibiting compassion towards living entities is of three kinds. Display of compassion in regard to the gross body of the living entity is counted among pious activities. So yes, when we are displaying compassion for the body, when I say for the body, we all know, most of us know that we are actually not this body, we are the soul. The question was asked, who are we? And the answer to that is that we are the soul. However, the soul is in this body. And thus, a Vaishnav also displays compassion to this body by distributing free food to hungry people, by distributing medicine. Almost all ISKCON centers have this act of giving out free food to the needy people. And that happens all over, you know, the world, how many ever ISKCON centers there are. So we are showing compassion in regard to this body. Then, when we are giving out free education, that is compassion in regard to the mind of the living entities. So when we are giving out education, and here we're not talking about spiritual education, we're just talking about education in general for a person, because in this material world you need to have education to be able to lead the kind of life to at least be able to look after ourselves. Of course, Prabhupada always said that material education is not the right or the true education. And that is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the highest kind of compassion is in regard to the soul of the living entities. And from such compassionate propensity, the Vaishnavas are able to deliver the fallen souls from the miseries of this material existence. So for all of us, each and every one of us, perhaps some of us are not able to go on book distribution, but sharing Krishna consciousness, delivering Krishna conscious understanding is of the utmost importance for all of us. And we all can be instruments in Srila Prabhupada's army in his fight against Maya. And that is something that is a responsibility. And each and every devotee should take that responsibility very, very seriously. In whatever way he can. There is not just one way that one can perform devotional activities to the Lord. And there is not just one way in which one can speak or preach Krishna consciousness. It is so beautiful that there are so many, 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 many ways that we can do it. But we have to take onus. We have to be responsible. Because that is what we are learning from here. Lord Shankarshan, He came out of his meditation in order to show compassion. Srila Prabhupada left India, came to the West, not knowing what is going to happen, to show compassion. And that is what we all have to do. Somebody showed us compassion and we have to give it forward. That's how it works. Especially in this very beautiful season of cheer, Christmas. You know, let's give this out to everybody. Okay, so let's come to verse 5, which is our main verse for today. I'll just repeat the translation. The sages came from the highest planets down to the lower region through the water of the Ganges, and therefore the hair on their heads was wet. They touched the lotus feet of the Lord, which are worshipped by with various paraphernalia, by the daughters of the serpent king when they desire good husbands. So, Jai Shri Shraddha Gokulanandi ki Jai Sitaram Lakshmananamani ki Jai Shri Shigarnatai ki Jai Shri Prabhupada ki Jai. So Prabhupada writes in his purport, sometimes when somebody will read this, they may think, how is one traveling through water? You know, of course we know that these sages have performed various austerities for many, 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 many years, and they have gained mystic siddhis. Prabhupada very often talks about siddhis. Does anybody remember a few of the siddhis that one can gain by performing austerities? Fly, yes, one can fly.
Take anything from any place.
Oh, take anything from any place. What else?
Become lighter than the lightest.
And at the same time heavier than the heaviest, yes.
Control people's mind.
Control people's mind, oh wow, imagine that. I mean, you know, let's not put it out there, because if somebody from sales and marketing is listening to this, you know, they've had it, you know, they've got a good tip then. Yes, Damodar Prabhu. Smaller than the smallest. So there are various siddhis that Prabhupada talks about. So this is not something that comes as a shock to us. You know, this is one of the siddhis that they can travel. Imagine taking a dip in let's say Vrindavan and coming out in London. I don't think anybody will want to do that. Okay, go back. Taking a dip here and coming out in Vrindavan. I think that's better. So imagine traveling like that. No tickets, no visas. I mean, can you imagine that kind of travel? But you know what? At least I guess you should know swimming to do that. So I'm disqualified straight away. I don't even know swimming. So for me, that siddhi is out. I can't do that. Perhaps some of you can try it. So yeah, you know, pure devotees, of course, any siddhis that they gain, that is only for the pleasure of Krishna. How they can use these siddhis for the pleasure of Krishna. So these sages have used this siddhi of traveling through water, and they have come from the highest planets. So again here, Prabhupada is talking about and is glorifying the river Ganges, saying that she is the only celestial water body that is flowing through all the planets, right from the upper planets down to the lowest planets. Because where is Lord Shankarshan? Sorry? Right at the bottom. Lord Shankarshan, because he's holding up. He's, you know. Sorry? Somebody said something? Okay. Yes. So the sages are able to travel right from the top planets to the bottom planets because the Ganges is flowing, you know, from the topmost planets to the lowermost planets. And of course, we know the story that the Ganges originates from the lotus feet of the Lord. And Prabhupada talks about this, that, you know, how once if you take a dip in the Ganges, then it is as good as touching the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So I thought we'll just go a little bit deeper into understanding River Ganga. So Ganga has three forms according to Sripad Vallabhacharya. There is the form of the water of Ganga, which we all know. She's on the earthly planet. When we go to India, various places, Mayapur and other places, we can see Ganga water. She's nourishing the crops. She's giving, you know, bathing water. I mean, water is what actually gives life, right? So yes, we've seen that form. But Ganga is also a place of pilgrimage. And anybody who's been to India, traveled to these places of pilgrimages or grown up in India will know how important these places where River Ganga is flowing. People go to Haridwar, you know, so that they can take a dip in the River Ganga. People also travel to the Kumbh Mela. Anybody traveled to the Kumbh Mela ever? Wow, we've got one devotee here who's traveled to the Kumbh Mela, Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada talks about this actually, because Prabhupada did go to the Kumbh Mela, and we've got various pastimes between Prabhupada and the devotees. You know, there is one time which I remember I was reading about this, how cold it is. It is, Kumbh Mela generally happens in January, in the northern parts of India, and it is freezing there. And unlike in the UK, we don't have central heating in rooms. We don't even have heaters over there, to be honest. It's only recently that people have started using portable heaters and that. Nothing of that was there. So it is very, very cold. And then Prabhupada, you know, sees some of his disciples struggling with this cold and not able to take their morning bath with the cold water. And so to set an example, Srila Prabhupada, at that age, I mean, I can't even... Cold bath is something that I dread, you know. Srila Prabhupada is setting this example by taking a cold bath himself, just to show all his disciples. Of course, you know, he's a pure devotee. His disciples were great as well. They were performing so many austerities. So yeah, the point is that Ganga is a place of pilgrimage. You know, the bathing ghats of Ganga throughout, wherever she is flowing, is considered a place of pilgrimage. People go there for various kind of activities. You know, they go to ask for things. Many a times, devotion to the Lord, when it is not pure devotion, is always a give and take. You know, I'm coming to you because I want something, so please give me something. Which is all right, Krishna says, that's fine. You know, so people go to ask for siddhis, they go to ask for liberation. There is a place in India where when people are of, you know, like of old age, and they know that perhaps they may leave their body any time, they actually leave their homes, their family, their relatives, and go and stay in this place. If I'm not mistaken, it is in Haridwar. And there are devotees who actually, when I say devotees, I don't mean devotees in pure sense of the word, but devotees who look after these old people, give them a place to stay, serve them so that they can leave their body on the banks of the Ganges because it is holy. So yes, Ganges gives us all these things. Of course, some people go to ask for good jobs and good husbands and good wives and all of those things, you know. So she appears as a holy place of pilgrimage. And then the third aspect of Ganga, and I think it is important for all of us. All of them are important, but this is really important. The third aspect of Ganga is that she is the divine goddess. She's an expansion of the pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. And if we are able to love her as a person and have faith and worship her as a person, then she can give us pure bhakti. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Bengal, what did he say? He said, I come in two forms in this age of Kali. Anybody knows the two forms? The deity and the holy name. Okay, that is of course always there. This time Mahaprabhu is saying, I come in two forms, as wood and as water. So he says, as wood I am Lord Jagannath, and as water I am Mother Ganga, who has come to deliver the fallen souls of their sins and give love for Krishna. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking to Bengal, he said at one point, I am going to Bengal for two reasons, to see my mother Sachi and my mother Ganga. This is Mahaprabhu, right? So, and when he came close to Ganga, this is the way he is glorifying Ganga. He says, anyone who bathes in Ganga, touches the Ganga, drinks Ganga, sees Ganga, or anyone who is touched by a breeze that has come from the Ganga will get Krishna prema, love for Krishna. Hari Bol, how many of us want love for Krishna? Hari Bol. Now, some may think that this is an exaggeration. It's not an exaggeration. But, there's always a but, isn't it? Always a but. We have to be receptive. The blessing is there, but we have to be receptive to benefit. Like, when we say, when we chant the holy name, we can actually associate with Krishna. But, how are we chanting the holy name? That's important. In order to associate with Krishna. So there is always a but. And that but is for us to work on. Because if love for Krishna was so cheaply available, we wouldn't value it. Many a times, it is human nature, it is our conditioning that if we get something easily, we take it for granted. I'm sure all of us do that. I don't know about you all, but I do that. I take things for granted. It's come easily, so I don't value it, you know. However, to the degree we are humble, to the degree we are grateful, to the degree we really, really deeply have a service attitude, have the faith that, you know, this Ganga is non-different to Krishna. Just the breeze of Ganga can awaken the love of God within all of us. Right? And Prabhupada gives the analogy that one may have medicine. And this is an experiment. This is scientific. This is proven. Two people having the same disease, the same kind of everything. So, you know, the parameters, when you're doing an experiment, everything else has to be the same. The same treatment is given to two of them. One gets cured really quickly and the other doesn't. What is the reason? Okay. One is prarabdha, because you've got some past sins, fine, yeah?
One is not taking the medicine properly.
Correct. When you say properly, you mean physically properly, but also mentally properly, not having the faith in the medicine. Anything else? Yes?
The problem with medicines, there are so many medicines. If you take them all, they actually could be counterproductive.
Correct. But Prabhupada is talking about Ayurvedic medicines. He is talking about Ayurvedic medicine. The place that I read this was, he was talking about Ayurvedic medicine, but what he was trying to say was that to the degree you have the faith that this will work for you, to the degree you have the understanding, and of course, follow all the rules and regulations of taking the Ayurvedic medicine, only then it'll work. Because in Ayurveda, you have to also follow a strict diet. You have a different kind of lifestyle. You don't do all of that and you take the medicine and you say the medicine is not working. Whose fault is that? Likewise, you go to the Ganga. You touch her, you drink the water, you get the breeze and you come back and you say, I don't have any love for Krishna. Ganga is waiting to give you that. But are we willing to accept it? That is the point, right? So, of course, we have a chance here. We've been given so many opportunities by Srila Prabhupada to purify ourselves, to get love of Krishna. In fact, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, these are Krishna's words, Bhagavad Gita 10.31, of purifiers I am the wind, of the wielders of weapons I am Rama, of fishes I am the shark, and of flowing rivers I am the Ganges. So Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita and Prabhupada is repeating the same thing in the purport that Ganges is non-different to Krishna. But if after taking a bath, like I said, if after taking a bath, after being washed of all these sins, if we don't protect ourselves, then, and Prabhupada says this in the purport, we will be like the elephants who takes a bath, immediately comes out and puts mud all over his body. And that is what most of us do. You know, we embark on this journey and we say that I am going to do this. I am going to try and be a devotee, be compassionate, kind, try and control lust, greed, anger. I don't know about all of you. For me, all of these things last for one day. Maybe that, if that. We go back to our same previous conditionings. right? So then, of course, there is not going to be any benefit. Yes, Ganga will purify us of sinful reactions if we are able to then protect ourselves. Of course, there are different kinds of sinful reactions, and because one of the devotees here spoke about it, there is prarabdha karma, aprarabdha, kutam and bijam. Some of you or most of you already know this, you know. Sometimes sinful reactions come to us immediately, or whatever activity we do, they'll come to us. But sometimes they're there. They may come this lifetime, next lifetime, we don't know. We don't know, right? Sometimes they are kutam, they are in stock, and they may appear God knows when. So there is, yes, there is sinful activities which we don't know when they will come. But Krishna consciousness gives us so many different ways of purifying ourselves. So we spoke about Ganges. Interestingly, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is this verse, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Verse 15, where it says, O Suta, those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord at once sanctify those who come in touch with them. Whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use. So here we are being given even a further benediction. All of us who are here and perhaps cannot travel to India to go take a dip in the Ganges, to, you know, drink the water of Ganges, we are being told you don't need to do that, because the sages who have taken shelter of the Lord can sanctify us immediately as soon as we come in touch with them. Pure devotees of the Lord are more powerful than the water of the sacred river Ganges. And imagine what Prabhupada has given us then, all over the world, by setting up these centers. What has he given us? Pure devotees association. And thus we can purify ourselves like that. So yeah, we can feel this mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we can feel the mercy of our gurus, our acharyas, and by getting this mercy, we can, you know, come to this stage of perhaps getting answers to all the questions that all of you put forth at the beginning of the class. You know, who am I? Will these sufferings ever end? Some devotees have the question, what happens after I die? Where do we go? You know, loads of such questions. So we will get these answers if we associate with the pure devotees of the Lord, and if we are fortunate to get the mercy of those pure devotees. So just to summarize, what we learned today is that compassion should be the middle name of a Vaishnava. And if that quality is not inherently woven into our practice of devotional activities and our sadhana, then we are not actually understanding devotional service. You know, it should be really in our fabric. It should be in our blood. Being part of Srila Prabhupada's mission is the life and soul for all devotees. And we all have an individual and intrinsic role to play. So we must take this opportunity and responsibility. Developing siddhis, if not used in Krishna service, is only just that, a mystical power. So for us devotees, getting all these siddhis of traveling through water or becoming lighter than the lightest or all of that is unimportant if it cannot be used in Krishna's service, right? And the final point is that the Ganges is known different to Lord Krishna. But as Krishna says in the Gita, ye yatha mam prapadyante. So the way you approach Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate the same way. Likewise, the way you approach the Ganges, if you approach her with faith, with humility, submissively seeking shelter of her, she has the power to give us love of Godhead by eliminating our sinful reactions. Right? Or else she might just reciprocate as a place of pilgrimage by giving us some material things that we desire, or just as a water body. So it is about how we approach the holy river Ganges. So I shall stop here now, and if there are any comments, corrections, please. Okay, no comments, no questions. Okay, so we shall stop here. Everybody seems to be hungry today, so we'll proceed for breakfast. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj.